Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, man, don't be giving out no vegan candy. I heard one of our co-hosts.
Disgraceful.
Giving out, what are you giving out, like vegan candy organic candy?
Organic gummies is what he said, and not the good kind.
Yeah, you need to stop with that, man.
Yeah.
I know Jack, I like Jack a lot, man, but I'm taking a shot this morning. He might as well not give out candy, giving out organic candy. What you doing?
Yeah, Jack's giving out organic gummies to the kids coming around his neighborhood.
They'll
give
never
them real
come back.
Candy, Jack.
They'll never come back to his house again.
Man. Yeah, what's that all about? And what's this I hear? You're not giving out any candy.
And listen, I'm on that Michael Jordan plan. y'all can figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I mean, yeah, and shout out to the kids that are trick-or-treating. I saw some kids trick-or-treating in my neighborhood last night.
Trick or treating last night.
You know
Richie.
What? I
this
hate
guy's
you, John
just
Richie.
A jerk.
No, and he because we were in line for the same shoes, right?
Yeah.
And John got his, and I'm still in line waiting to get mine.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson dropped today, and he said right before we were about to go on, he said, "Since you told me, what's going to happen is I'm going to get them, and you're not."
And this guy's jumping outside the studio, holding his phone in your face, saying that he got the shoes.
It ain't looking good. For
all
me.
Right. Well, good luck, Hugh. Hopefully, he can multitask here in the first
goodness.
Segment of the show.
Oh no, I'm sorry. If he get these shoes and I don't, man, I'm gonna be salty.
Well, hopefully, you're able to come through. We got a lot to get into today. A huge win for the Sixers last night as they get the 4-0. Flyers win as well. Good times in Philadelphia. So we'll get to that coming up. But where we'll start today
still
is with the
line.
Eagles. Well, good luck.
I'm still in line.
Man, Richie, he couldn't do you a little favor there. Where we'll start today is with the Eagles. The Eagles hit the bye week. They're 6-2. And, you know, feelings on the team and where they are at this point in the season here. Because when we came into this season, I feel like there was the general sentiment amongst us in Philadelphia for sure, and I think nationally as well, that the Eagles were in a class there on the NFC. That they're the best team in this conference, and they're the clear Super Bowl favorites. Now, we're 8 games in. There have been some ups and downs. In my mind, I don't think any of that has changed. Like, I still look around the NFC. I still look at the rest of the teams. Are there some good teams? Yeah, there are some good teams. But I still think the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC 8 games through. Still 9 to go. Still half the season to play here. But nothing that has happened so far this year, whether it's the Eagles, whether it's the other teams, have changed my mind. I still think they're clearly the best team in the NFC. Where do you fall, Hugh? Was that noise about my point, or was that about the shoes, by the way?
I didn't get the shoes.
Oh, you didn't get the shoes. That's what I figured.
Do I think they're the best team in the NFC?
Clearly, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that the Detroit line. I think the Detroit Lions are going to give them some problems. I know they got the Green Bay Packers sandwiched before the Detroit Lions, but that Detroit Lion team looks strong. I've seen a lot of their games this year, more so than I've seen the Green Bay games. But Detroit looks strong, man. And I think that they're going to give the Eagles a problem.
Well,
I really do.
They can run the ball, and they got a lot of talent on offense, no question about it. And we'll throw it out to the audience. Do you think at this point, in your mind, are the Eagles still clearly the class and the best team in the NFC? And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494 is how you get in to start the show. And I do, and here's kind of my reasoning for why I feel this way. I look at this point in the year, the offense, hey, they got off to a rocky start. the offense has been much better over the last four games and especially over the last two games. I think Kevin Petullo, who it was reasonable to expect, there's going to be a learning curve, first-time play caller. Kevin Petullo looks like he settled into a rhythm here over the last game and a half, where they've kind of figured it out here. The second half against Minnesota, the entire game against the Giants. I get the Giants don't have the best defense in the world, but I feel like the Eagles have found a formula that works. Jalen Hurts, I think has been a little up and down, but overall, I think he's played really well in the first eight games of the season, certainly the last couple games. And you look at the team, and one of the things that mainly I'm looking for in the first half of the year, you obviously want to stack up the wins. They're 6-2 going in the bye week. Anybody would have taken that. But also, you want to avoid injuries. And they are a little banged up, but no glaring injuries. No situations where guys are out for the year. You've had guys nicked up on the offensive line. Nolan Smith's been out. But you don't have those significant injuries like teams like the Niners are dealing with. And some of these other teams around the NFL, the deadline's still coming. You're going to get better. The division's weak. And I look at the schedule in the second half, it looked like it was going to be daunting. And coming out of the bye, it's going to be tough with the Packers and Lions game. But the schedule's not nearly as difficult as I expected. And I still think they're clearly the best team in the NFC and absolutely should be the favorites to go to the Super Bowl.
I think they're in the class. But I feel like the Detroit Lions are on a mission, man. And when you look at the way they've played all year long, they've been beating teams up. And they've had some injuries. Their defense has had their injuries. And they still find ways to win. Now, on the flip side of that, last year, it caught up with them. There was their demise towards the end. You know, they played Washington, and Washington beat them up, and Washington played us in the NFC Championship game. But I feel like the way the Eagles have been playing, they're playing better. But the Detroit Lions have been on this trajectory for a little bit longer time, and I feel like that is going to be the game, the measuring stick, to seriously see where we are. I think that's going to be the biggest threat, even though I know that we got the Green Bay Packers, and we got to play them first, and they're a pretty good team. I think we match up well with the Packers. I think the Detroit Lions are going to be the thorn in our side, if you will.
So the Lions are clearly the team that scares you the most, yeah, in terms of the Eagles are concerned.
Yeah, I don't like to use that word scared because you make me seem like, oh, I'm kind of soft.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, we, you know, I mean, we all know you're not soft.
I'm just saying, this is like, you know, Kyle likes to use that word scary all the time.
Right.
I don't subscribe to that.
Okay. Well, you know you're not scared. We will clarify. Hugh is not scared of the Lions.
I'm sorry, I didn't get these shoes though.
But yeah, sorry. And Richie, I mean, to rub in your face
the hurtful part is that he jumped up and down. But see, Richie wears a size 13. Ain't too many cats wear 13.
Yeah.
I wear 12. I got a size that, you know, most cats wear.
Yeah, he's got freakishly big feet.
Yeah,
let's
so
just call
he don't, it's easy for him to get them.
Oh, there he is. Look at him strutting around out there. Yeah. He's showing everybody his phone, showing him that he got it. He got the shoes. But, yeah, and I just look at this thing, Hugh, and I look at the conference, and I do think one of the advantages that the Eagles have over a team like the Lions or over a team like the Packers is the division that they're in. I mean, you look at the NFC East, and yeah, the Eagles, it hurts he gave one away to the Giants. That being said, the division's not good. The Cowboys, we know what they are. Their defense is god-awful. Washington, this is starting to look like it's just going to be a lost year for them. I mean, the Eagles play them two out of the final 3 weeks of the year. Who knows? I mean, they're 3-5 now. At some point, if they're out of it, maybe they shut Jaden Daniels down, and these are a couple easier games at the end of the year. And I look at the Packers and Lions, these are teams that are going to beat each other up. I mean, obviously, they played once early in the season. They still have another meeting. That division, the Vikings, the Bears, that's tough. So I think when you look at it from a record perspective, the Eagles, in my mind, should clearly finish with a better record than those teams should.
They do, but I still think that the Detroit Lions, if we're going to see each other in the playoffs, I feel like that's going to be the game. And I think that right now the Lions are trending in a better direction. Now in the playoffs, it's anybody's game. But I feel like right now the biggest threat to the Eagles is going to be the Detroit Lions.
And that's another thing, too, is you look at the Lions, and obviously they were great last year. They had the one seed. I don't trust Jared Goff in the postseason. Like, I look at Jalen, and obviously we can have our issues with Jalen, but the one thing that Jalen Hurts has shown, he plays his best when the games matter the most, and I just can't get that playoff game Detroit played with Washington out of my head. I mean, Goff, who had an incredible year, it looked like he turned the corner. He was brutal in that game for them.
Yeah, but they also were playing with a team. I know you're talking about the offense, but that defense was super banged
they
up.
They were.
And they were playing, what they call it, bailing wire and spit or whatever, how that saying goes. They had a bunch of guys out there playing on defense. for the Detroit Lions, and that's what kind of caught up to him. Hayden Hutchinson is balling this year.
He is.
They're getting after the quarterback, man. So I feel like that's going to be the problem that the Eagles are going to face when we play this team.
Yeah, and hey, they're definitely talented, and and this is the thing. You look around the NFC right now, I think there are a lot of decent teams, like the Lions, the Packers, the Bucks, all those teams in the West, Niners, Rams, Seahawks. I think they're all pretty good, but I just don't see that like overwhelming team. Like if there was one team who had like a 7-1 record or 8-0 and was running away with it, I'd kind of be a little more worried, but I just look at where the Eagles are, and it feels like, I don't know, I feel like they've navigated that point earlier in the season where they were struggling. They lose that game to Denver. They obviously lose the game to the Giants, but I've been really encouraged by the last couple games here, and if you can figure this thing out offensively, and it feels like you're on the right track, you get some help at the deadline. I just feel good about where this team is headed. So you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. Do you feel like the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC? I do. Hugh does not. Kyle Quinn producing the show today. Let's check in on Kyle this morning. Kyle, are the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFC right now?
I don't want to laugh at you like
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, do we want to address how disrespectful you were to me this morning in our meeting?
because the clearly thing is crazy.
Like Kyle looks at my face and he's like, clearly?
Yeah, and then I laughed.
This was just one of like five things that you just scoffed at this morning that I said.
I had an odd morning of TK disrespect. It's the clearly thing that's bugging me. Like, I don't know how you could. They don't even have the best record in the NFC, right?
Nah. Well, who has the best record? I think they're
Seattle,
top four, right?
I believe.
Seattle ball.
Seattle's only got one loss.
Oh, so you on that
no,
Seattle
No, they have two
thing.
Losses.
No.
Do they? I think they
right, any, I mean, anyway.
Regardless.
It would be easier for me to sit here and say they're clearly the best team if we were undefeated or something. I mean, we do have a pretty bad loss to the Giants just a few weeks ago.
And then we just trounced them.
Green Bay is the best record of 5-1-1, by the way.
Okay. And by the way, Green Bay and Detroit are coming up on the schedule. So, like, for me to say that we're clearly the best team in the NFC right now before I see them play those two teams is
asinine.
Yeah, it's wild to me. Like, we haven't even I'll say this. We have not played the best football of any team in the NFC so far. I'm kind of with you in that, like, I think Green Bay, even though they have the best record right now technically, I'm not, like, totally sold on Green Bay. Detroit scares me a little bit.
Detroit is a physical squad.
So, like, before clearly the best team in the division, and I don't think the division's very good, so it's not saying much. But, like, man, the NFC's tough, and we have a brutal schedule coming up. So I can't sit here and say that we're clearly the best team in the NFC until I see us go out there and take down Green Bay and take down Detroit. Like, there's a lot that needs to happen for me to get. Like, by the way, like, I know we just had a good game against the Giants, but that's probably our first and only, like, complete football game of the entire season so far. So, like, I need to see a little bit more before I go clearly the best team in the NFL.
It's fair. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494. And here's, I guess, where I differ a little bit. Because, you know, Kyle talks about it there and says, you know, the Eagles need to show it and they need to prove it and they haven't done that yet. I get that. And I see that point. But to me, like, coming into the season, I feel like it was unanimous. We felt like the Eagles are the class of the NFC. And I kind of look at it the other way. Like, I feel like they did prove it last year. Like, they proved this last year. So they've given me no reason to think they're not that same team. I mean, obviously, they've gone through some ups and downs. The offense has been inconsistent. But I don't know. I'm really a believer in what they've figured out offensively. And I think Kevin Petullo has kind of settled into a rhythm here. And I feel like nothing from what they've done in the first half should change my opinion of the Eagles. My opinion's of the Eagles less than everybody else around them.
I will say the thing that jumps out to me, and I've seen a few more Detroit games than I've seen Green Bay games or any other game because they've been on TV a little bit more the last couple of weeks than everybody else. Consistency is the word that I look at when I think of Detroit. They've been consistent. And you said it. You said
Coach Petullo
has been consistent of late. What are we talking about? 2 weeks?
Game and a half.
3 weeks.
Game and a half.
Well, you know, I'm saying okay. I'm gonna give him this. It's been trending in the right direction for 3 weeks. It's been trending in the right direction. Now we look like we're on track, and we just play. You have to be realistic, I think, with our expectations of this team. you know, a win is a win. I'm going to always go with that. But we have to be realistic in who we just played. Just played the New York Giants. And I know I've been the one that's been championing the cause. Like, hey, they beat us up a couple weeks ago. And we got our get back. But when we look at the teams that we've played that have decent defenses and decent offenses, we've had spurts where we've had lulls. And our complete game is against a tomato can, if you want to, whatever you want to say. So I look at that, and there's some reason to be excited, but you got two tough games coming up in the next couple of weeks. And by far, in the Detroit Lions, to me, they're going to be the most physical team that you play.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind. When I watch the Detroit Lions play, I'm like, damn, my body starts aching. And I'm sitting there watching television. So they're going to be, to me, that's the most physical team you're going to face this year. And you're just getting healthy. You're going to be healthier when you play them. But, man, they're going to come in here. What's that? What's the saying? Piss and vinegar? Yep. I can say that on air. I can say I guess I can.
I think so. You just said it, so I hope you can.
You did. You said it.
But think about when Amon-Ra St. was talking about going into this season, they couldn't wait to play the Eagles because they won the Super Bowl. That was supposed to be the matchup. Even though they got a game, they got a couple games sandwiched in there, they're looking at that game. They're trying to get some get back. I can see if the Eagles don't come prepared, and I know we got a game, we got Green Bay, but y'all got me talking about it. If we don't come prepared for that game, it could be another San Francisco.
From a couple years, I don't know about that.
I'm just telling you, man, them cats come in here to play.
Man.
I might be a little hyperbolic.
Because
I'm salty.
San Francisco effectively ended our season.
I'm salty.
Yeah. I mean, that game was brutal.
I didn't get these shoes, dog. I'm salty.
Well, we'll see.
But I had to pay a little bit bread. I had to break a little bit more bread.
You'll figure it. You got your connections. You'll find a way to get it.
No, I had to break a little bit more bread.
Okay.
I'm a little salty about that.
All right.
Well, you know, I don't like spending money.
Well, hopefully.
But I can't have. John Ritchie can't
should
be running
reimburse
around.
You, honestly.
No, John Ritchie. I can't have John Ritchie running around here with the voodoos on, and I ain't got a pair. So I had to do what I had to do.
He just runs around here causing havoc every morning.
That's my competitive spirit. So thanks a lot, John.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I had to pay more for him because you got him and then threw it in my face. Thank you very much.
215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC? I do. Hugh does not. Let's go to the phones. Now, Kyle, I'll ask you. I know his status as leadoff hitter was up in the air.
It was, yeah.
Is Chris in Middletown still in that spot?
Mm.
You're in the top
Like we're discussing it. Are the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFC?
Yes.
Chris is no longer clearly the leadoff hitter.
Okay.
But still can hit leadoff occasionally.
Okay. So is he hitting leadoff?
I'll leave it to your discretion.
All right. Yeah, let's put Chris in the leadoff hole. Let's give him a shot today. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Morning, Chris.
DK, don't fall for his nonsense. He's only angry because he knows that I'm going to spit facts. And
I'm not angry
with
at all.
You because thank God you're right here. First of all, TK, thank you for being here, because if you weren't here today, we'd have to be dealing with Detroit Joe, who'd come in wrapped in his damn Lions flag and be like singing their praises all day long. So thanks for that. But if you're not, Detroit Douglas is in studio today.
I'm just trying to tell you what I see, man. That's
Detroit
it.
Douglas.
Detroit
yeah,
Douglas.
You're a good partner. You're here to spread the nonsense for Joe since he's out today. But can we please just look at this right now? You just said some really terrible words that came out of your mouth. Talking about tomato cans, I know we know how you view tomato cans. Like when we beat Baltimore last year and everything, you call them tomato cans.
Tomato cans.
The Detroit Lions, Hugh, they did lose to the Chiefs, who we beat. And then you want to talk about tomato cans. How about those Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals that, you know, Detroit beat? Those weren't tomato cans, though?
No, they were. They were.
Okay.
But you can't deny, Chris, that they have been more consistent. That was the word that I used, was that since the season started, they've been a little bit more consistent.
See, let me tell you about this, the consistency thing. So Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. He just dismissed that and moved on. Nice move, yeah. Chris.
I appreciate that.
Detroit is who we thought they are. Detroit is this. Detroit is the new age Dallas Cowboys. They get all the media hype. They win regular season games. And then the ankle biter and his men fall flat on their face in the playoffs. Let me remind you who you're putting them above. All right. The Eagles have a proven track record the past 4 years. They win regular season games, and more importantly, Hugh Giglio, they win in the postseason. We have two Super Bowl appearances and one ring. So to me, I can't fathom how somebody would put the you know, front-running kind of fake guy in front of it. And Hugh, you know what? Let me address something with you, okay?
What I do.
You have a lot of nerve. Are you serious? You came out throwing shade at Jack? Wow, yeah, your hypocrisy knows no bounds.
Yeah, like, none.
I mean, like, none. You know what? I'm going to see you tomorrow, and I'm bringing you a present. I'm going to bring you the bowl for the candy. All you got to do is just pick up a couple bags.
I ain't thinking about them kids.
On the way home.
I ain't thinking about them kids.
I'm bringing it to you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, man.
All right, thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call. I was expecting Chris to sign off with a chant or something, but no. So. You don't even leave the ball outside, Hugh?
Nah.
You got to just leave the ball out.
Nah, I ain't thinking about them kids.
Man. I respect your commitment.
Y'all ain't about to shame me into giving the candy to these kids. That's not going to happen. Not on this watch.
I think your neighbors should egg your house.
They can.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to clean it off. Better not catch them.
That would be terrifying.
Hey, you're going to be asleep by 8 o'clock.
I can't do nothing about nothing I can't see, but I better not catch it.
You're going to get a bad reputation around the neighborhood.
I probably already have a bad reputation.
Yeah.
TK, I am the cat.
Yeah.
There's been times that kids have rang my doorbell,
And
I've been in the house. And true to form, my first thought is, why the hell are you ringing my doorbell?
You get ding dong dished.
Yeah, because it's a couple times I went downstairs, man, and you know, for whatever reason, I guess the people that are going door to door selling stuff, they're super aggressive. Like, they're super aggressive. They don't take no for an answer. They don't take the awkward body language that I try to display they don't take that as a cue, because I guess their job is to try to sell you stuff. And then, not only when they try to sell you stuff, they try to get you to sign up immediately.
Right.
I'm like, no, not doing that.
I would love to see one of these interactions take place with somebody trying to sell you something at the door, and how annoyed you must be.
I was telling Kyle and Joe the other day, I was at the store, and the Bible dude, like, they were trying to get me to go to Bible study.
Okay.
And he ran down this whole story. I let him finish, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he asked me, was I going to Bible study? I said, nah. Thank you. Thank
and
you
just slammed the door shut in his face?
No, I was at the store.
Oh, okay.
They accosted me in the aisle. And they rolled up on me. And, you know, at first I'm thinking, I was like, maybe they're a fan of the show, or maybe they want an autograph. And then he said, hey, do you know Jesus Christ, your Lord, your Savior? I said, yeah, I do. And we started talking. And then he started going through his spiel, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting there. And I'm like, man, he long talking, right? He was long talking for a while. But I was like, out of respect for what he's doing, I'm going to listen to what he have to say. And then he said, hey, would you like to come to church? I was like, nah, I'm good.
Well, that was respectful.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't cut him off.
Yeah, and I was like, hey, thanks for the information.
Yeah.
And kept it moving.
Well, there you go. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you still believe the Eagles are clearly the best team in the NFC? We'll take more calls on that coming up. We have a prize to give away as well, and we will play Hugh's Clues coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports That's Radio awesome. 94 WIP, this is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. You a fan of the Tom Kelly Show Open, Hugh?
Of course I am.
Thank you.
I like the song. You know what would be even better? Like right here, if you were rapping.
Oh, if I was rapping.
I could not disagree more.
No, I'm saying you need to get with Battle.
Okay.
And you need to rap this part.
There is no way TK can rap.
I don't think you want
to
hear that.
No, we do want to hear that, TK. Mm. You need to put up a poll. Who wants to hear Tom Kelly spit that rap? On his intro, Max already has his hand raised.
Max likes the idea.
That will take it to the next level.
Kyle looks like he's like turning red in there. at the idea of this.
I'm afraid we'll get removed from the airwaves.
No, I think it'll be fire.
You don't think I can throw it down a little bit?
There's zero chance.
Spit a little.
It's called rap.
Yeah, no, we're down. No. Do you see this? This is exactly my point.
That's why he should do it. It'll add a different flavor to it.
Yeah.
You should spit that rap, though. You should spit that.
Yeah, right. Somewhere else.
Yeah. Kyle's like, don't spit it anywhere around me. Okay. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But starting the show off talking about the Eagles and whether you still believe they are clearly the best team in the NFC. I do. And, you know, I'm not saying the teams around them aren't good. I mean, the Packers, the Lions, Bucks, these are talented teams. But coming into the year, like, I felt like the general consensus from us here in Philly and nationally was this is the most talented team in football.
No question about it.
And they still are. I mean, yeah, they haven't lost anything, really.
Tom, let's be honest.
They got Brandon Graham back.
Okay, let's be honest. Let's be honest. See, because this is the time where we as Eagle fans need some truth serum. We are the most talented team in the NFC. No question about that. Have we played up to that talent level?
At times. No, overall, no.
These are yes or no questions, Tom Kelly.
No.
I'm just saying.
You're the king of the filibuster.
No, I'm not filibustering.
No,
but
I'm
when you ask me specific questions, okay. I give you yes or no.
I'll say
most times.
No, but this is the thing, Hugh. The answer is no, and they're still 6-2.
No, and they are. And a lot of people will say that's because they are more talented than everybody. This is the Alabama back in the early 2000s. Where Nick Saban was coaching, this is this team.
I think that was like late 2000s.
Oh, it's something. I had it wrong. You know,
that's
you know
me. I'm not,
you know, semantics. but the bottom line is this. The Eagles are the most talented team. And for weeks, we have been upset and pulling our hair out because they haven't played up to their expectations. Last week against the Giants was the first time that we played a complete game. You can ask anybody that. Any diehard glasses-wearing Eagles fan can't deny that. That was the first week we put together a complete game against a bad team that beat our ass two weeks ago. That's a fact. So we are starting to trend in the right direction. But that Detroit Lions team, and I'll even throw the Green Bay team in there too, they've been somewhat a well-oiled machine from afar, because we're here and, you know, we're more worried about this team. But from afar, they've looked like a more well-oiled machine than we have.
Agreed. So far this year, I just think if the Eagles – I think they're going to continue to
and
get
we,
better.
But we – so here's the thing, TK. We just found our stride. They're hitting their second and third gears. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that is concerning a little bit. We're just now figuring out where we are or what we can do as a team. We're just now figuring out that we're a better team under center than we are in shotgun. And now we're still exploring that with a guy who a few weeks ago looked like he couldn't block and just all of a sudden, Toth.
Mm-hmm.
Now he looks like he might be – it might be something to him.
Yeah, and they're figuring it out.
And you still feel good about
that,
though.
They're getting better. They're going to continue to get better. They're finding their rhythm.
A little bit like coping.
I don't know. I think it's just, you know, looking at it objectively, like where this team's at. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Are the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFC? Right now, in a few minutes, we'll get to Hugh's clues and tell you about the gift that we have to give away for the winner.
I know y'all can't wait for that
today.
By the way,
these clues are fire.
I might put up a Twitter. What would TK's rap handle be?
Ooh.
No, give that to you people.
Oh, I did.
Oh, no.
I did already.
Oh, I forgot about you people today.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Give that to you people.
Dreading 148 when you people are just going to destroy me.
This is the only day that I get a reprieve.
You love when I'm in for that reason.
I kind of do.
Hugh doesn't have to deal with you people when I'm in.
I do not.
Let's go to Sean in Philly. What's up, Sean?
I put up a Twitter.
Yo, Sean, come
awesome,
on, man.
Sean, what are you doing?
No, good.
Very disappointing.
Sean,
terrible.
What the hell are you doing, Sean?
Man, and now
we're having a show and you're having a show as well? What are we doing?
To make matters even worse, we got to go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's going on?
You got to go with the seasoned vet. You can't bring on some rookie because that's what you get. You got to bring on a seasoned vet that knows what they're doing here.
You're talking about him.
Yeah, I know he's talking about him. Well, you got to demonstrate that, Aaron.
Well, and then Kyle. I mean, the disrespect, my friend, is just getting out of hand. I mean, you can't treat your host like that.
Yeah, I can.
You should have seen him this morning, no, Aaron. It was
on Monday. You were talking about. You brought up my name and the word suspension because I had the right idea, but I had the wrong street.
Kyle just put Aaron
muted the hell out of him. Well, because he doesn't shut up sometimes when you get him going.
You can't pick with the dude that has the power.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's not good.
He referred to the Eagles O-line as the monsters of Broadway.
Oh, God.
Broadway is a street in New York, by the way.
Yeah.
Broad Street. That's what happens when you spend too much time in San Diego and not Philadelphia.
Too much sun.
So I suggested maybe we suspend Aaron from San Diego. I didn't do it, so he should be grateful and not complain and remind me about it. So now, Aaron, now you may go, my friend.
Man, Kyle was on one today.
I said Broadway instead of Broad Street. Give me a break. And then if there's anything that's grounds of suspension, it should be yawning on live air. Right, I mean, and then the disrespect.
You're about to make me do
host,
it again.
I think you should be called into Rod's office. I don't know.
Who yawned on the air? I missed that.
That was me.
That was Kyle?
It was me.
I was about to say. That sounds like a thing to do.
Kyle was a blatant yawn. Very subtle.
Was it a blatant yawn?
It was blatant. Yeah, my mic was on.
Yeah.
TK.
Wasn't great.
What's up?
I can't believe the last couple times that I've talked to you, I can't believe we've actually agreed on the topic at hand. And Hugh, you couldn't be more off base with the Detroit Lions because guess what? There is one huge, glaring difference between the Detroit Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's that?
And they've got Jared Goff,
we've got Sky
Marshall Hurts. And you got just like the T-shirt says, you got to love Hurts because on the biggest stage at the biggest moment, he does nothing but shine. And history, if you go back and watch Jared Goff.
Suspension?
What you over there doing, man?
I'm correcting myself.
Jared
my
Girth
goodness.
Is crazy.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning out here, okay?
No excuses. Come on.
All right. On the biggest stages, Jared Goff has done nothing but show up small. He disappears. You look at last year's playoff game against the Commanders, the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Oh, that Super Bowl's awful.
The guy is he's just not a big time player. And guess what? History also repeats itself. The last 4 years, we start off slow, and then we find our stride, and we do nothing but win ball games, take ourselves into the playoffs, and we've gone to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. I mean, this team is what this team is. We're finally got the right thought with a well-balanced offense. We got Sky Marshall Hurts showing up. We got the Field General Hurts showing up. You know, we got Quadzilla. We had the monsters of Broad Street, you know, and then the defense is starting to play their game. So, you know, guys, let's go Birds, okay? And when you're talking about suspensions, look at the guys that can't spell Phillies, that can't spell Eagles, and then the other dude that spells things that so incoherently, we can't understand what he's saying.
Well, appreciate the call, Aaron. Thank you.
Jared Girth came up small.
Yeah, Jared Girth. That was a good nickname from Aaron.
I don't think it was intentional though.
No, I mean, well, it obviously wasn't.
It was
intentional.
A little weird. It was a little weird.
Yeah, you didn't like it.
That was a little weird.
Yeah, but I kind of agree with Aaron when it comes to Detroit, though. Like, they're one of those teams, man. Like, it's going to be hard for me to believe in anything till we see them do it because he is right when it comes to Goff. Like, Goff has been awful in the big moments. You look at the playoffs last year, and that Super Bowl, that was one of the worst games I've ever seen a quarterback play.
Hey, it's Jared Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you know what? I look at it like this. It's kind of like one of those quarterbacks, you don't want to put too much on his plate. And the defense, to me, was the telltale reason why that game went the way that it did, because it put that offense behind the eight ball a little bit, and they weren't able to do some of the things to keep him comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But going into this game, when you look at our defense and some of the things that we've had trouble with, we're not that great against the run right now, and you got two running backs back there that they can control the clock and throw on schedule. And what I mean by that is that they can throw – they don't have to throw when they need to. They can run the ball because Jahmyr Gibbs is a home run hitter.
Well, you know who's going to help stop the run? 55. You got Brandon Graham back.
No, I hear you. And I'm not taking anything away from Brandon, but this team looks young and they look feisty, man. They look feisty. I know they're not a good road team, you know, but I feel like they're looking at that, or they're going to be looking at that, because we still got a couple games to play before we get to that. And I just feel like they're probably going to be the one that gives us a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Let's go to Sean in Philly is ready now. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, my bad, fellas. Hey, first thing I want to say is thank you, Hugh, for that little thing yesterday you did for me, man. I really appreciate it, man. What I don't know if you were. I won the few schools yesterday.
I forget that every day is his own thing. Yeah, no problem. I got you. No problem.
Yeah, no question. Now, about the Eagles being number one, no, I don't think they're number one in the NFC. But I'm not worried about the number one team in the NFC. I'm worried about the small teams, because as long as I've been an Eagles fan, we lose to the game. We lose to the teams that we're supposed to beat. You know, and it frustrates me, because we should have beat Giants the first game because we spanked them the second game. But teams like the Raiders, and we're going to have to face them soon. Teams like, who else we got to see?
Sean, don't worry about the Raiders suck. They're not losing the Raiders.
I know, but don't worry about saying it. It's those type of teams that we lose to. Detroit is good, and I think they're the best in the NFC, but I'm not too concerned, because we already beat top-tier teams this season already, even though we've been struggling. We beat Kansas City. Although Dallas is kind of shaky, they have the best offense in the league, and we spanked them. So I'm not too concerned with the best team. Although we're not the best, we on our way to the Super Bowl this season.
I hear you, Sean. I'm still trying to go
to Cali, and I gave my reasons on Monday show. Well, not on this show, but the Players Club. I gave the
Players Lounge.
Yeah, I gave my reasons.
Yeah, and I just look at it right now, and again, for me, there's just no reason to change the thinking from training camp, because in August we thought this was the best team, and the biggest thing is you haven't played your best ball. You're still 6-2. You haven't lost anybody to significant injury, which is huge, because there are a lot of teams who are dealing with those kind of injury situations. And I just look at the offense especially, and what you want to see is improvement. Like, you want to see them getting better. And I feel like when you look at the last game and a half, and I know the Giants aren't very good. I fully understand that. Minnesota's defense is good. I felt like you really found a rhythm in that game. And for them to finally put two decent games together offensively, I think it's a sign they're headed in the right direction. I think they're starting to find their identity a little bit.
I look at it like this, CK, and you're right to a certain extent. But I'm also – there's a lot to unpack here. And if I'm being real with myself and I'm thinking about this team and where they are in the window that they're in, I mean, I feel like they shouldn't struggle at the beginning of the season like they struggle. I mean, and that's the fact. There shouldn't be so many questions still about our MVP quarterback that has been to two Super Bowls. Shouldn't be that way. And for whatever reason, it is. And I understand part of that is because we always have new offensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
But there are too many examples of other guys that have offensive coordinators that have been in the league about the same time as Jalen's been in the league, that the transition is seamless. And it just kind of makes you wonder, why is it that I think we have a good team, but my question would be, why is it that we always seem to get off to a slow start at the beginning of the season, five seasons in, with our high-caliber franchise quarterback?
Yeah, and that's fair enough, but I do look around other teams. I mean, look at the Chiefs. They got off to a slow start. Yeah, they seem to have figured it out.
Yeah, they did, but what I'm talking about guys like Daniel Jones. I'm talking about Jared Goff to a certain extent. I can't think of who else got a new offensive coordinator this year, but guys that
Baker Mayfield.
Baker, I forgot about Baker. Thank you. But there are guys that when you look at like Jalen's contemporaries that are in similar situations that Jalen's been in over the last couple of years, and they thrive. They're thriving, mm-hmm. and they found ways to make it work. And for whatever reason, and I know there's a lot that goes along with that, but our offense seems to be disjointed at the beginning for what it's always, and we're always there's always questions about the offensive coordinator and the quarterback and things like that. We shouldn't be dealing with that. That shouldn't be the issue that I feel that a team of this caliber and the quarterback of the caliber that we have, we should be dealing with.
I agree with that. I think it should. I mean, it should have looked better earlier for sure. And hopefully this is a sign that things are headed in the right direction. But we'll get back to the phones in a few minutes here. But now it's time to play everybody's favorite game, Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
All right. So, I've been thinking about this a lot, right? Because yesterday we had a rough day. We almost went to the end of the show to give away Hughes Clues.
It was a terrible day.
Yeah,
for you.
So I just want to say this because I love each and every one of y'all. I do. I love all the people that listen to the show. I love all the people that say negative stuff to us about the show because I feel we're family. That's what you do with family.
Is this a with all due respect situation?
Yeah, it's about to be.
Okay.
But I'm starting to realize, with all due respect, y'all are not that bright. And that's cool because I love you. And you know,
not
everybody,
a good start. Again, insulting the people who are trying to win a prize.
10:47.
I said with all due respect, and I love each and every one of you, but let's be honest. Let's be honest. Most of y'all don't listen. They don't listen. So I'm going to make this as easy as I possibly can. This is going to be something Halloween themed. I'm giving you clues right now. Okay, so this actor played a character in one of the most iconic horror movies of our time.
Okay. So played a character in one of the most iconic horror movies of all time.
Yes.
There you go. So that's your first
clue.
Think
about it. Chew on that for a little while.
Yeah.
And I'm going to even give you another clue. Just think about my age demographic because I think that kind of hurt y'all yesterday. You know, the fact that Chuck Norris.
People didn't get Chuck Norris.
Nobody got Chuck Norris, man.
What were the hints?
One of the hints was, you know, he was an iconic actor for like half a century.
Yeah, well, he's a military veteran.
I said half a decade at first.
Half a decade. Very different from 50 years, by the way.
Did you do anything with the jokes?
The jokes.
Yes,
the last clue
that.
Was the jokes, and it still took people.
Seriously?
Yeah, they couldn't get him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I said he was famous for kicking ass.
Okay. Yeah, well, man. People should have gotten that.
They're not like I love every. Listen, don't get mad, but it's the truth. Most of y'all went to college too, or in college, and they're that bright. I don't get it.
I think that's fair for you to insult the audience on that one. They should have gotten it.
Hey, y'all should be okay with that. Y'all insult me every day.
Yeah, that's true. We take it off. You can take a little bit, too. By the way, the winner of Hughes Clues will get a $50 gift card to Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. That's right. Join Hugh, Joe, and Kyle on Thursday, October 30th. That is tomorrow. They'll be broadcasting live from Klondike Kate's Restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy specials all day long at Klondike Kate's. Visit KlondikeKates.com for details. So Hughes Clues today. Make sure you get your guesses in on that.
Love y'all, though. No, they probably. Some people probably mad. I said that. Right? Love y'all.
That's okay. People got to develop a little thicker skin. Like Bryce Harper. Yeah, get a little thicker skin, okay?
Yeah,
seriously.
Bryce wants more money.
Oh, my God.
I'm convinced.
The Bryce thing is just so irritating.
I am not mad at him, though.
Oh, come on, man. That's a clear Hugh angle.
Another Tobias situation here. No, I'm just saying, it's kind of genius. It really is. And this is why it's genius, TK. Because he knows that if he plays this out in the court of public opinion, that he's going to get a lot of sentiment.
I don't know if he is on this one.
I think he will.
Not when you just don't do anything in the play. The only person letting him off the hook is Kyle.
Man, listen. Every time this topic comes up, there are people that talk about what he's done in the past, like his history here with Philadelphia. And the bottom line is this. He took us out of the Odubel Herrera era.
He did.
He really did. So people look at that, and then they get mad at us because they say we're trying to run him out of town.
It's bad optics.
And it's, I think they're going to pay him. Well, I think he's going to get paid. He's going to get an extension.
We shouldn't get paid right now. I mean, seriously.
I think he will.
Perform in the playoffs, Bryce, and stop whining because he can't take a little bit of criticism after you had a terrible postseason. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
All right, you, man.
Hey, listen, what's that guy named from San Diego? What's his name?
Aaron.
Aaron
in San Diego.
Hey, Aaron, keep my name out of your mouth. I know what you're talking about, all right? You know what I'm saying? Listen, stop posting your cousin as your girlfriend, all right? Let's stop doing that.
Wow. Shots fired.
Wait a minute. Now I go to Aaron and see he's been posting his cousin. Let me see what Aaron been
posting. No, it's his wife's picture.
Nobody posted his wife's picture.
I thought he sent Didn't he send that
he
to you?
He sent it to me, but I never posted it.
Oh, okay.
I never posted it.
All right.
No. Aaron posted it. Anyway.
He posted a picture?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I didn't know that.
All right. But let me just
get it. You're getting real messy today.
I'm not muted, so I wouldn't know.
Because, you know, players mess up sometimes, too, you know. But, listen, we forgot what Jalen said early this season. He's checking the list off, man.
He's checking off the list.
He's checking off the list. And all these teams that we keep talking about and, you know, they may be a problem, where are the problem? Now that they don't understand what's being ran. See, the whole thing is preparation beats talent, right? Now, New York, the first game, they watched the tapes and they beat us. Then we watched the tapes and we beat them. Well, we demolished them, right? But my thing is this. Everything is coming full circle. These guys is not going to run on this defense. Our defense is ready now. We got N'Kobe back, man. I've been trying to tell everybody, when everybody forgot about N'Kobe, I kept saying, what about N'Kobe? He's the heart, and he's the leader of this team right now, man. And a lot of people don't want to give him that credit, but guess what? He bring that spirit and that hitting mentality. And what I want to say, man, AJ, listen, man, we need you to get on board, man. You know what I'm saying? We're getting deeper in the season. We need you to, you know, it's mental. It's mental. 90% mental, 10% physical, baby. We need you mentally dialed in with the team. And what I want to say also, man, listen, Jalen is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, man. We keep trying to put all these other teams above our team, right? Now that we are finding our way, these teams can be stopped. We got the same type of caliber team that the Lions got. We got the tank. We got Saquon. We got Dylan. We got great receivers. Once AJ get on board, listen, man, we the team to beat. We are the Super Bowl champions, man. And everybody keep forgetting that. So let's stop with the doubt in our team. And last thing, you know what I'm saying? I understand. I'm a true Philly fan. And guess what? I respect the game. But respect this. We are the best in the East, man. We're the best team in the league. And I'm going to end with that.
Well, there you go, Will. Do you have a guess for Hughes Clues?
Oh, yeah. How about I'm saying you old school. You saying historic, right? You
iconic.
Iconic. Okay, I'm sorry. Iconic.
Same thing.
I'm going to go Christopher Lee, Dracula.
That's a good one.
That's incorrect, though. Incorrect, Will. So good try, but wrong. So 0 for 1 to start the day. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. More calls coming up on the Eagles. Want to get to the Sixers as well. Amazing comeback win last night. They are now 4-0. So we'll get to the Sixers coming up, and we got a question for you coming up next regarding them and this incredible start that they're off to this year. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. It's the Midday Show alongside Hugh Douglas, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.